B'tachin for Life, Shir number 139, Monday, Parshas Akev. We are going through the 10 levels of B'tachin that the Chavis of Avos brings, and the fifth level, the Chavis of Avos calls Teicheles, that we explain means that a person yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. Now we have to understand that really the English translation sometimes cannot do justice to the word that the Chavis of Avos uses. And in this instance, it's not really yearning, because yearning can sometimes connote a negative feeling that a person is desperate and he needs it and he's yearning and he's in pain that he needs the Yeshua. But we know that whatever the level of B'tachin that we're dealing with, every level of B'tachin has to be an element of Menuchas HaNefesh. Has to be that a person is calm and secure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The different levels is just what sense of security does he feel. That's what we're dealing with. But the person is secure. That's the translation of B'tachin, that a person feels secure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the word Teicheles, even though maybe it means something like yearning, but it shouldn't generate feelings of negativity, of desperation. That's not the point of Teicheles. The truth is, a probably better explanation to the word Teicheles is probably closer to expectation than to yearning. That a person expects that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. So it really depends on the context of how the word is being used. But the objective and the understanding and the feeling that we are trying to feel over here when we are achieving the level of Teicheles is that we kind of expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send the Yeshua. We're not guaranteed that He will, but we expect it. And let's explain. We say in davening, Reitze Hashem es Yireyav es HaMiyachalim L'chastoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants His Yireyim. He wants the people that fear Him. Es HaMiyachalim L'chastoy. That expect, that yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. The Pasuk uses the word Teicheles. Miyachalim l'chastai. And the Pasuk is teaching us how a person achieves the level of Teicheles. Reitze Hashem es Yireyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the people that fear Him. Now let's understand. Why does someone who fears Hashem expect or yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua? If you fear Hashem, you don't really think HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you. You're, so to speak, scared of Hashem. So how do we understand this pasuk? Reitze Hashem es Yireyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants His Yireyim, those that fear Him. Es HaMiyachalim L'chastai, the ones that yearn, that expect His Yeshua. And the answer is because this is the key to Teicheles. Yireyim doesn't mean that you're scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you are aware and you appreciate the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Svarim call Yiras HaRoimimus. You appreciate and you have an awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you could expect and yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. Because if you have real Yira, what we call Yiras HaRoimimus, you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power is endless. He created every molecule in this world and His power is limitless. Then you could be Miyachalim L'chastai. Then you could yearn and expect a Yeshua. So this is the level that we are dealing with. That a person internalized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally a Kol Yachal. He can do anything. He can do anything he wants. He is not limited to any situation in the Bria. Then you yearn, and maybe even more important, you expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you a Yeshua.